Fourth parak of Hulin 6 Mishnah. Behemash and Nechtachu Raglem and Akuva Lamata Ksheira. We're going back to his Trefus. If the legs of Behema were chopped from his Akuva, Akuva over here is not the knee joint, it's the equivalent to the ankle of a person, but by an animal it's vertical. So it's the first joint of the three major joints on the leg of the animal. Below that area, it's ksheira min akuva lamala psula. So above that area, there's a chash of treifa. V'chein little tzemes agidin. There are also certain sinews over there that hold the leg in place over there. And if these ones are ripped, then also it's a treifa. It has to be the majority of them. An animal has three of them, and a bird has 16 of them. There are many halachas about this, which we'll not go into, but the general idea is if these gidin are torn to a certain extent, then the name is a treifa. Nishba etzem, if the bone was broken, if the flesh around it is still in place, then it is something that can be healed, and therefore it is still kosher. Im lav ein shritosa mitarosa. Now we're talking about that limb itself. If the limb was broken to the extent that the bone was broken, there's no skin around it, you know, it's hanging by the skin a little bit, but that's considered separated from the animal, and therefore when you shech the animal, that piece is considered like an eiver minachai, and it's tomei.